22. Marcy groaned and sat up in her seat, pulling off the hat she'd used to obscure her face. Bilming City Constables. Wonderful. She glanced at Moonlight, who shrugged.
I had no idea, Moonlight said.
Marcy sighed. At least the locals knew to surround the sequence and his flunky. A pack of at least 20 constables were holding weapons on him. They might not know about the set, but they understood things like smuggling and gangsters. The rest of the newly arrived constables were rounding up thugs who had wisely decided not to shoot, as they were far outnumbered. They reluctantly dropped their weapons. Marcy kicked open her door and hopped down. Immediately, several of the advancing constables turned weapons on her. She sighed and raised her hands.
I'm Ellendel Constabulary, she shouted at them. Special Detective Marcy Colmes.
What's this? A voice demanded.
A tall woman with short blonde hair, wearing a Bilming uniform, pushed through the constables. Marcy thought she knew the woman.
Captain Blantach, Marcy said. We met at the Intercity training event last year.
The woman looked Marcy up and down, then groaned. Nearby, some of Marcy's people were hesitantly climbing out of the backs of trucks, showing their credentials. Captain Blantach put her palm to her forehead.
You're kidding me, she said. You're running a sting inside my city?
I have jurisdiction in the entire basin, Marcy said, fishing for the paperwork. Constable General Reddy authorized it under the oversight of the governor.
You claim jurisdiction in the entire basin, Blantach said, waving the authorizations away. Rusting Ellenders! Of course you would pull an operation in my city and not even send word!
Marcy felt a little bad for the woman. Still, the set had the outer cities under its thumb. Sending advance word to the local constables would have been far too risky. There were almost certainly set agents within Blantach's organization. Though, the fact that the constables were here seemed to disprove that theory.
You're going to need to turn them over to us, Marcy said, waving at the gangsters.
Like hell we are,
Blantach said, folding her arms across her uniform jacket, stiff and buttoned tight.
This is part of a much bigger network, Marcy said. Then we'll discover that during interrogation.
Marcy sighed, but took a deep breath.
Blantach, she said, do we have to fight this fight?
The taller woman eyed her, but said nothing.
The politicians don't get along, Marcy said, but that's their business. Our business is protecting the cities. All of them. Just a couple of Connors with our hands full. Let's work together rather than squabble.
Perhaps I can agree to that, if we do it on my terms.
This thing I'm hunting, Marcy said, it goes deep, dangerously deep. And it has little tendrils of mist wrapping around all parts of society. Your city's leaders are almost certainly compromised.
You said this wasn't about politics.
I said we shouldn't worry about how divisive the politicians are being, Marcy said. But everything touches on politics these days. The group I'm pursuing are deliberately stoking war between Ellendel and the outer cities. If we get close to them, there are elements in both governments who are going to try to stop us, which is why I couldn't warn you we were coming. I apologize for that, but most in my own government don't know about this operation.
Blantach waved away an aide who came trotting up, perhaps to deliver a count of enemies taken captive, and continued to regard Marcy. This situation was a bit like a political negotiation, but Marcy had an advantage over Steris and Wax. You never really could tell what senators wanted, but fellow constables? You didn't take up this job for glory, or at least you didn't stay in this job for glory. Anyone who wanted glory quickly moved on to judgeships or attorney positions, promoted away from actual detective work as soon as possible. But Blantach was a career constable. She'd been in her job longer than Reddy.
You're making me worried, Combs, Blantach said.
How hard was this operation to organize? Marcy asked. Were those in your own government, higher members of the constabulary, working against you?
That's how everything is, Blantach shrugged. You know red tape.
She trailed off, frowning. There might have been a tad more on this mission.
So why didn't they quash it entirely? Maracy whispered. Why'd they let you continue?
I was determined.
That wasn't it. If the Set had known about this mission and had been intent on quashing it, they would have.
The weapons were being smuggled here to arm the forces in Bilming anyway, Maracy realized. So it's fine if the government seizes them. They'll still go where they need to.
The Set had to run a delicate operation. They might be in control of Bilming, but most people didn't know that. So why tip their hand and prevent a raid when all the Set needed to do was make sure the seized goods went to the right places in the city? And what of the sequence? Maracy glanced at the pile of constables surrounding him. He'd been bound, but maintained an air of confidence. He had a refined look, a stylish suit, thick eyebrows and prominent lips. Her guess was that he had been aware of the sting and was playing along, knowing he'd be released later. Then he saw Maracy, and he cocked his head, frowning. He stepped closer and had to be restrained by the constables, as if he'd forgotten about them. He stared at her, confused. A moment later, he smiled a broad, even excited smile. He flexed, then stretched his neck.
Rusts, what was she missing?
Oh, hell! What better way to spark further controversy in the basin than to suddenly find a bunch of Ellendale constables interfering in local business? Particularly if...
Blantech, Maracy said, grabbing her arm. We have to sedate that man.
What? Sedate him? Why?
Aren't you ready for Metalborn? Maracy said.
There aren't any Metalborn in this group, Blantach said. I have it on good authority from...
The sequence chose that moment to let out an alimentic push of incredible strength.